hello, hello. I'm singing a song, cause the songs from this movie weren't very good. But there was a lot of fedoras.
I know one. I have a lyric.
Okay. Oh, shit, I do.
You're
too,
the
actually.
New classic, fantastic.
No, it's...
That's not the tune.
It's... Yeah, the... You, oh, shit. You're the new classic. You're the new classic. You're the new PYT.
No, it's fantastic. You're stealing the floor.
Are you the spoken word?
Okay.
And you're stealing the floor.
Were you doing a Jane Lynch impersonation at the beginning? Because you sounded exactly like
her. Okay, I'll take it. No, I was just thinking, there's so many fedoras in this movie that it made me think of a crooner.
I was up to my throat in fedora.
Okay, so it goes, you're the new classic. You're the new PYT. It stands for young, fun, and taking on the world. Do-do-do-do-do. You're fantastic. There you go. Pretty Young Thing, ripping off Michael Jackson. And then he does that stupid fedora thing at the end, trying to be like Michael Jackson. This is it. Rip off.
There was not a single tune to be recognized in this. Have we even said what fucking movie this is?
We haven't even introed the goddamn PCAST. let's introduce us. This is 30 Going on 13, the fun podcast with me, Maddie Foley, and my beautiful co-host
Olivia Collect.
And what we do is we watch typically old fave movies from the 90s, from the 2000s, when we were growing up as kids. We look at them through an adult lens. It's not original, we know, okay? Whatever, be cool about it, shut up. But this month we are doing dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Bad Sequel Month, where we are watching all of the sequels to favorite movies. So most of these four flicks will be things we've never seen before. I do say that because Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, I have seen this movie before. Blocked it out completely, totally repressed. It came out in 2008. So I guess we should put a title. I guess we're going to name to the face. We are doing another Cinderella story. We did a vote on Instagram for it. And I thought Mean Girls 2 was going to blow it out of the wall. ACS 2, really? Well, I guess it's another Cinderella story 1. Cinderella Story 2 is just another Cinderella Story 1. It blew it out of the water. I don't know what you freaks wanted to put us through.
Honestly.
What do you think, dude?
It made me feel like they hate us.
It made me feel like they were doing a prank on us. I want to see if you naughty little freaks want to prank us again. We watched another Cinderella story this week, but before we dive into that and do the breakdown and talk about everything, let's talk about ourselves for 5 minutes. Olivia, how was your week? What's new? Do you have any fun stories? Did anything happen?
Well, I was raising a little family of baby rats in my backyard.
Okay, this is I hate this story.
Well, it doesn't have a happy ending. They did look like Disney mice or Disney kind of cartoon rats. They were
You thought
so
they were
cute.
Squirrels.
I did kind of think and hope that they were baby squirrels. When I found... Yeah. I found one, and then shortly after, I found a second one. Then an hour later, I found two more, and then before you know it, I had a whole zoo in my backyard. A little
before you know it, she's Cinderella. She's Cinderella. They're helping her get dressed in the morning.
I had a little house that I outfitted for them, and I was raising 4 baby rats. And
I'm literally already crying right now.
Yeah, I was picking them up with gloves.
Put it in family-friendly terms. What happened?
So they were snuggled up with their hot water bottle. Things were going well. And honestly, I felt really good about the fact that I was keeping these babies alive without any food or drink. I was instructed not to give them any.
You are setting this up in the worst way possible.
Well, they were looking really healthy and good and cute as hell.
I'm going to cry my fucking eyes out.
And Well, look how depressed I am. I'm literally lying down, slumped in my bed.
There's a lot of pillows behind
you. I know. My neck is craned at a 90 degree.
Oh, it's the only way I can sit these days. Okay, continue about the babies.
Anyway, I was instructed to leave them out at night. Maybe Mama Rat would come by. Next morning, I check. Not only has Mama Rat not come by, but we're down one baby rat. By the end of the day, there was only one lone baby rat.
Like, they just simply
perished. I was literally crying because this one little guy who's so powerful, he had so much verve and zest
for life. What happened to the last baby?
Well, he seemed like he really wanted out of the box. And we just were at a loss at this point for what to do. So,
because wildlife won't take rats.
They won't. And it was do I leave him out in this box for another night and he's miserable and he wants to get out and like maybe the mom doesn't come? Or do we just hope for the best and maybe he can fend for himself? And we release him into our garden. He right away goes out of the box, goes scurrying into the garden. 10 seconds later, wanders out of the garden, is just like walking on the pavement in my backyard. I'm fully crying. Wanders so back into the garden, is like lost, is falling down. Honestly, I literally can't even talk about it anymore.
I know. Why did you bring this up? It's the saddest shit ever.
My eyes out.
Okay, so how does this end?
That's it. I don't know what became of him.
You didn't have a happy ending?
I don't know. Maybe he did.
You brought this story up at the top of our comedy podcast. Well, you asked me
what I was up to this week.
You brought And that's the
biggest thing of my week.
We have a comedy podcast.
If you're going to come to me for hot goss in my household, that's the hottest goss that I've got.
You know what? And that's a great lesson for anybody who is kind of a gossip queen, maybe kind of catty. You better be prepared for this kind of gossip too. The kind that emotionally strains you so much that I cried when you told me this
story. If you want me at my juicy goss, then you need to set me at my dead rat baby goss.
My tragic goss. Oh my God, I am shaking violently because of how unfair the world is and how cruel it is to the innocent.
Okay, on the upside, little fast food corner note this week.
Let's hear it.
I had some
FFC
delivery Chipotle. I have a new little trick that I'm doing with Chipotle.
Let's hear.
Normally I would go for a tacos or a burrito. Now what I'm doing, guess what I'm doing?
Quesadilla.
Fuck no.
I've never been to Chipotle.
What?
I don't know what's on their menu. You're
not gonna know. But I'm doing for all y'all for all you Chipotle heads out there.
Everyone else but me. I've never had it.
Here's a little hot tip. You order the fucking burrito bowl and then you order some tortillas on the side. And you're making some fajitas on the fly at home.
That's fun. You're getting more bread. And that's honestly,
you're ordering 3 full-size large white bread tortillas and so you're really just having 3 semi-loaded burritos.
You're getting 3 for the price of 1 here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If there's a way to figure out how to get more bread in any situation, me and Olivia are going to figure it out. That's like when you only dip crackers or like anything really slowly and just take little nibbles of it and then you ask for more bread and they have to bring it to you until the dip is finished.
Well, it's the law
that legally like you can perform a citizen's arrest if they don't do that. All my meals today were bread based. I'm a breadhead. You caught me.
Oh my God, I'm the biggest bread.
Well, I have a fun story and then I also have a bit of an FFC. Well, it kind of ends sadly though. We have baby Dublin. Everyone knows it's been a big deal. The Queen of England stopped by. It's kind of Justin Trudeau came by with Sophie and she sang a song for Dublin. It was like crazy. So I love her, but holy hell, a puppy, huh? It's 5 a.m. I put on like my shitty, shitty jogging shorts. Jogging shorts? Nope. Sweatpants. I put on my shitty sweatpants and I go downstairs to take this little gal for a pee. And she's doing her thing. She's sniffing around. I am so tired and fainty that I crouch down like a little, like just like a little crouch because I'm trying not to faint. I'm sitting there staring in the distance like dead tired. There is a group of people that are still sort of like out from the night before and they're staring my way. And I'm going, oh, okay, they're going to steal my dog. And I'm and they're staring at me and I'm going, why the hell are these people staring at me? And I look down and I notice that the sweatpants that I'm wearing are the ones that do have a hole in the crotch. And I'm also... And I'm also noticing at that same moment a bit of a breeze because because mama didn't put...
How big's this hole we're talking about?
Started quarter size, probably now more like a... Well, more like a 3-centimeter dilated...
Like a vagina.
Vagina. Yeah, it is a healthy vagina size. And speaking of vaginas, my underoos didn't make it onto my body. So I am flashing lip at a group of 5 or 6 like hooligans hanging out after the club.
Are you sure they were of age?
There isn't. No, Maddie, I should have carded them after what they saw. I didn't know whether to make a sudden movement and hide it and run away, obviously. But there was some instinct in me that was like, if you move slowly, they won't see, even though they've already clearly seen. Dog takes a massive shit while this is happening. So it's just a lot of things happening. And then, okay, for FFC Fast Food Corner this week, I ordered pizza to myself. Ate the whole thing. Loved it. Happy living life. Well, also ordered...
What brand? What type?
Oh, shit. I think the place is called Napoli. Okay. I think it's just called that. I also ordered a tiramisu. Now, I'm eating this tiramisu like fucking Homer Simpson. I have it on my belly and I'm watching TV and I'm just dipping a spoon in. Don't you know I get the hiccups? And this tiramisu flops onto my chest. The dog comes running over. She's like licking my whole chest area. I'm trying to get the rest of the tiramisu off the couch. Sean doesn't know about this, so I have to speak quietly because I almost destroyed the couch with tiramisu. It's all over my shirt. The dog was going crazy for it. She loves tiramisu. I had a full-fledged panic attack. She was going to die from the cocoa. But everything's good now. And that's my fast food corner and my vagina corner. Vagina.
Wow. Fun fact about me, these lips on my face, on my mouth,
yeah,
have never tasted a tiramisu.
Hashtag what is tiramisu? Because it's a couple different things.
Is it?
There, well, I've had it so many times that that it's actually confused me because there is a cake element to it. There's also like a, dare I say, cheese? Like there's like a cheesecake flavoring.
Okay, bye.
Oh, you hate, well, okay, bye. No, not, you know what? I don't goddamn know what and tiramisu
yet,
is.
And yet,
here we go.
Love me a cheesecake.
You're so weird, dude. I don't even. Something happened to you. Okay, so let's dive into our movie because it's going to be painful. It is going to be painful. Let's do it execution style. Quick, dirty. We don't know what's happening. Let's just dive right in. Okay, so we watched another Cinderella story. This is Cinderella Story 2, basically. Surprisingly, audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's astonishing.
74%.
That's how I know that I can't trust a single soul.
Did you know that I actually had a professor in university who founded Rotten Tomatoes and then sold it?
I did not know that.
Isn't that very cool? She's a real cool cat. Okay, this movie stars Selena Gomez, Drew Seeley, Jane Lynch, Emily Perkins, who plays Eunice, and she's the man.
Did you think I didn't catch that?
No, I knew you caught it. But okay. I don't want to, you know what? I don't want to whatever,
just
but...
save your... I already know what you're going to say. Let's just say it was no performance from She's the Man.
Let's just say she's a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
A one-tee-pay. Okay, so those are pretty much the notable people. And then there's the chick that plays Natalia, which... I don't want to.
Never seen hide nor hoof.
Nor hide nor hoof. The only fun fact about this movie, and I won't say fun at all, is that Selena Gomez was 15 years old when she filmed this movie. Drew Seeley, her romantic co-part star, was 26 years old.
Are you kidding me?
No. That is dead serios. That is for reals.
That is
illegal, sickening.
Take me to the courthouse immediately.
Your Honor?
I need a class action.
I too started this.
No, as a viewer, I'm disturbed.
Yeah, class action with Sel. I also wrote 5 mil budget. Kind of small, but that pales in comparison to, okay, you know, the information I've already given you. I feel like I sort of...
I would actually love to know the budget of the original Cinderella story, because the whole movie, I kept just thinking, oh my God, the budget on this is abysmal.
I'm on it.
It's dismal.
It's dismal. It's abysmal.
It's dastardly.
19 million for Cinderella CS1. 19. Because we're getting the CMM. We're getting the H Duff. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the Combination Hill Duff and CMM.
Okay. Wait. Off air? What is that intonation? Because I hear it in my head all the time.
There's a song that goes, I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Okay, because you do that intonation so much, and sometimes it gets stuck in my head and I go crazy. Okay.
So CS1 is 19 million. It shows. Because we're getting those underwater toot scenes. We're getting...
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah, you're getting all the technology to do underwater toot rigging. You're getting the fucking the glycerin diner drop. The diner scene with the sign falling on the car. That was half the budget.
The one thing I will say though is, like, everyone in this movie, Defoe's isn't like a poor man's version of, like, okay, Drew Seeley, I think, because you know me, I have a tumultuous relationship with CMM. Some episodes I come in here swinging and I hate him, but it's only because I secretly love him so much. And I do think Drew Seeley is a PM CMM, poor man's Chad Montgomery.
I don't even think he's that.
Whoa. Shots fired. Sorry, yeah. Drew.
Not sorry, Drew.
Whoa. Because he took the role when he was 26 and she was 15. I think I would have had some reservations. No.
Even before that? Even before I knew that fact?
Even before that, Drew, shots fired. I hope you're wearing a vest. B word. Tammy, the friend, she's like gone on to have a great career. She's on a superhero show right now. I don't know which one. Selena Gomez, obviously.
Oh, I love that song of hers that was in Hacks.
You know what?
Do you know it?
I've never listened to a single Selena Gomez song. What? Except
a love song, baby.
I know. If you better come and get it, bada dum do. That's the one I know. Okay. And I actually only know that part.
Hate You to Love Me is possibly the mean? Title, but it's in the lyrics. You can search it on Google.
What lyrics. That means. The thing about me and new songs is I've got to be forced fed them, because I'm sticking to my 70s road trip on Spotify, and that's what I'm playing over and over. Yeah, I typically hold on to the past as like a form of safety, so I do not like new music, but I'll make exceptions.
Okay, I totally know that, but you need to push past it.
No, I don't want to.
And what that mean?
What that mean?
Let's just say... It's about a little guy called Justin Bieber.
I don't give a rat's ass about that little cuck. I just saw videos of Justin Bieber being mean to his wife on camera. And it's like, not surprising, whatever. Celebrities aren't real. Aliens are laughing at us.
Honestly, sweeping statements. I fucking hate this movie. It was insufferable, unbearable.
It's every decision absolutely was wrong.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Everything about it is wrong, top to bottom.
Yeah.
It made me feel ill. Angry.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Olivia's
tearing up right now, guys. Look what you've done to her.
It's really giving me another, like, Christmas with the Cranks kind of demeanor. Like,
bleak. It leaves you feeling hopeless.
Hopeless.
For half. Like, it leaves you feeling depressed. Like
my life force has been sucked out.
Yeah.
Honestly, it makes me feel furious to even do this episode.
You know what? The fact you feel anger, though, I think that's good because it means you still care. Whereas for me, I do feel like this was a cinematic dementor and it sucked my hope for happiness, for life. Like, I feel like I've been drained of all hope for mankind.
Your hopes and dreams?
And I don't think that's being dramatic. I actually think I'm not being dramatic enough, for those of you wondering. So let's dive into our chronological rundown of this flick. And we'll deconstruct it. Olivia just brought out a scroll of notes. So we'll be here for a while. Buckle in.
This is my new notebook. It's very large.
That's a much more studious than your Mean Girls Burn Book notebook. Sad. I'm watching you grow before my very dang eyes. It's making me sad. Okay, so this movie starts out with a dance dream sequence. And the second it starts, I'm going, we're in for a different brand of a C story.
Okay. I wrote, whoa, this ain't your grandma's Cindy story.
It truly goes, have you seen Cinderella Story 1? Punches you in the face. Boom. Doesn't matter, B word. Get up. Like, that's truly how we start. It's almost like it's not even a sequel, really, as we come to see, except for minor elements sort of that are sort of just like stolen from the first one. We start out with a Selena Gomez dancing H-core with a group of other dancers.
She's singing as well.
The only part I know is that it goes, how many inches in... Wait, it goes... Tell me something I don't know, like how many inches in a mile? What are the things that make you smile?
Huh?
Have you ever heard of a little thing called a giggle? How many inches in a mile? How many inches in a mile? Let me look it up right now. 63,000. Done. Okay, you're not laughing. I had pause for the laughter there.
Written into the notebook. I again, it's like it's hard for me to even crack a grin when it comes to this movie because I have some notes.
How many
to
inches
follow.
In a mile? What are the things that make you smile?
I have some notes to follow that honestly, if this notebook were found by the police, I'd be in trouble. I'd be on a list.
Okay. So I did miss the relation to Jane Lynch. Is it that her mom was a backup dancer for Jane Lynch and she passed away and then she took Selena in?
Yes. It almost made me feel like they were drawing from Nicole Richie, Lionel Richie sort of situation.
What? He adopted her?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't just throw that at me. Oh my god,
her dad was like one of his musicians.
That's so sweet.
And he didn't even die.
Oh.
They just like, they were struggling, I think like financially, maybe drug also related.
I never knew this. Things,
and he would take care of her and then eventually like adopted her. Okay, isn't that so,
oh my gosh,
like fairy tale sweet?
Gone baby gone.
So
she got gone baby gone.
But how made me think of that? This was dumb as hell because this was Jane Lynch is a pop star. I honestly can hardly get it out. Hold on, let's table that for 1 second.
Yeah.
The backup dancer is Selena Gomez's mom. She dies, apparently, and then Jane Lynch adopts her. And okay. I'm already incensed by this premise. It's a modern-day slave story.
They also very lazily explain why she even took her in. Like, they're not like, she was my you know, like, there was no emotional reason. She just goes, honestly, Jane Lynch is just walking, and she's like, I just felt like I'd take her in.
None of us would have batted an eye if you just stuck to the original story of a parent, an evil step-parent. Great, leave it at that.
Go back to the original story of the dad dying trying to save Jennifer Coolidge from the San Fernando Valley earthquake.
Yes, the classic. We all know it.
Classic Grimm's Brothers Cinderella of dad in LA dying during earthquake. And if we go with that, then we all know what's happening and it makes sense. This story, yeah, this is a sinister socioeconomic, like, it's not we're not handling things properly here. And breezing past that, then we go into Jane Lynch as a pop star territory.
Okay, honestly, and this is where already my blood starts boiling.
Well, this has a lot for me because of the cognitive dissonance, because on the one hand, love Jane Lynch, think she's so funny, she's so freaking talented,
same, great, we're on the same page.
On the other hand, what they've really, like, Bugs Bunny in Space Jam, when he's basically, like, tied up. You know what I'm talking about, guys? The ball and the chain, where he's got to perform and they're forcing him to perform. What they've done here with Jane Lynch is, like, I don't want to say abysmal because we've used that word all the time. It's illegal. It's unfair.
It's like if they had put a hat on a monkey and made him play the leading man. This is not convincing. I can't get on board with this.
Okay, we've got a frog on mic.
Sorry, frog's fucking pissed about it. No, there part is no of me can get
right can
get on board with this.
Okay, because the questions are flying. Is she a current pop star? Is she a failed pop star? They have so much money that clearly she's got deals. Are we supposed to believe?
And yet, doesn't no seem one like they have and yet, any money.
And yet, no one like ever like I know Frog. I know no one ever like fawns over her or like, but like yet she has like hair and makeup and like it's like she has all of the trappings of a famous person, but then no one gives a shit, and then she's not actually famous, and then she's also serving like cold vegetables to the people at that party. So
also not being able to afford a housekeeper, but yes, instead has to go to the lengths of adopting,
but also lives in a massive house and goes to Las Vegas to part. Like, I don't understand. I need someone to give me a celebrity to tell me what level of fame she's at. I think I needed a reference because I don't understand this. And also, not to be whatever, why wouldn't you make her, okay, I don't know if this can go in the pod, but because I don't want to say this, but like age appropriate. Why is she doing a Britney Spears thing?
Oh, that's fine. I thought you were going to say something completely different.
No, no one's why are we, but do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, I know what you're saying. This I don't know how to say that without being rude. Makes no fucking sense.
I can't imagine a world where a pop star's marketing team, like, I don't know, maybe Madonna, but Madonna's Madonna. I don't know. You know what? Like, honestly, like, I'm closing my eyes to even just process these thoughts right now because I don't know why they made
okay.
Basically, current day Jane Lynch, a Britney Spears via like 2001-esque pop star. She's wearing like a leather cap. Like, that's like Vito from The Sopranos at one point.
She's trying to do a duet with a boy band member. I would have believed Jennifer Coolidge as a pop star,
yeah,
way more easily than Jane Lynch. Like, this is not computing, and I do not understand if maybe they're like, oh my god, this is so bonkers that she would be a pop star that it's funny. I don't know what the logic was. It is not working.
You know what the problem is? You said the word logic, and I think none was available.
This entire movie is wrong.
And every step of the way, a wrong decision was made.
And even though I take issue with the original Cinderella story in a lot of ways, and I do think it's dog shit in a lot of ways.
Doesn't it look Oscar worthy?
Absolutely. This is a complete perversion of the Cinderella story brand.
This is basically a quarter of the budget and honestly an eighth of the effect of the overall what you're leaving the film with. I think we don't get CMM. Get out of my face. We meet the stepsisters. So the first stepsister we have is Eunice from She's a Man.
Why do you always pronounce it Eunice?
I don't know, and I don't think I can stop.
It's so weird because you know that it's Eunice and they keep saying Eunice in the movie and yet you pronounce it Eunice.
I know that it is Eunice. I know Eunice is how you pronounce the name.
Well, you're not even doing it for a joke though.
Absolutely not. There's no bit in this. This is me being real 100%. I don't know why.
You just have a disease where you have to pronounce it.
There is a tiny little neuron that's just not clicking quite closely. It feels better to say Eunice.
Okay.
Maybe I'm thinking of Bernice. I don't know. There is something in my brain. Maybe I'll get it checked out.
Well, let me just tell you, it doesn't make me feel better.
Eunice. Gotta spell it phonetically. And Eunice is a 1TP. We've already said it. She's a one-trick pony. I was expecting a little more range in this from her. Why did I say that? Like, I'm like her acting coach. why would I expect anything? They probably saw She's the Man and were like, do the exact same thing. That's your character.
Okay, but I think the issue was, because she does have a couple of really funny moments and She's the Man. I feel like the issue in this movie was that she's still being weird and kind of the same character type, but she's not going all the way for it. She's straddling the line between like...
Well, she doesn't have the glasses, right?
Oh, okay. That's a major element.
We're both wearing glasses right now. If you're not wearing glasses, get out of Goofsville. You want to be funny?
Get out of Goofsville.
You want to be funny? Put on braces, put on glasses, and go be a fucking
clown.
You clown. You jester. You court jester. That's how it works.
A Eunice without glasses.
Okay, you said it, Eunice, too, now.
It is
no niece, no niece of mine.
Hey, you nice? More like you mean. Because I don't like what you're doing in this movie.
Hey, Eunice. More like you miss.
You nice? More like you suck.
Oh god, that actually made me really cackle at that one. And then we meet the other sister, whose name is sorry, I have about four another Cinderella story tabs open.
No need to.
What's her name? Whatever. All I want to say is somebody told me once at a party, they brought this girl's picture up and said, "You remind me of this girl so much."
I mean,
and she's fine. And like,
she's definitely an attractive gal.
It wasn't even about looks. They go on to say she's always cast as like the friend or the supporting or the and that's what I could see you doing.
I don't think she's ever cast as anything.
Well,
have
that's
you
even
ever
worse.
Seen her okay. in anything?
That's even
other
worse.
Than this.
Okay, so Selena skateboards every chance she gets. The car the car picks her up, drops her off. She goes to the door 10 feet away. Skateboards. I was howling at that.
I didn't notice that. I was too stuck on her knee pads that she has to wear every
and
time she
elbow
boards.
Pads. You know what though? I could have used a pair of those when I when I really took a couple spills and broke some. Well, I should have used wrist guards actually, because I did break my wrist 3 times. So we next meet Joey Parker. He's the heartthrob. He's 26. He's 11 years older than Selena. My sister was obsessed with this guy, and then
what?
Yeah, she loved him. And then when his name, when he popped up again, she was like current day, because I was like, oh, we're watching another Cinderella story, and she's like, oh my god, the guy, that guy is so gross. I was like, you little devil, you were obsessed with this man. Like, I remember you like this was like another charcuterie board Meredith sensation. Watching this movie way too many times where you're like, okay, this isn't about the dancing, it's not about Selena, sort of deal. I think I would have found him cute in like grade 7. Does that strike a chord with you? No, because you were never CC clean cut.
Yeah, he's much too clean cut. And obviously I'm watching this now in 2021 as a 31-year-old woman. But even still, I don't think at the time that this came out or as a young person, I would have been able to get on board with the giant medallion necklace that he wears.
Oh my god, that thing, like, I'm sure there was bruising on his chest from that. It was, there were times when he was running, it was flopping all over the place, like a hard little pendant, like a, just like a rock, I guess, hanging from your neck at all times, just bruising.
You know what it looked like? It looked like those olden day seals that they put on the back of letters.
Yes,
blown up.
Yes, I thought it looked like a Road to El Dorado, like a medallion, like some like a treasure hunt thing. Listen, the brains aren't working right now. Yeah,
that and a fedora.
Oh, okay.
Check please.
Okay, I will say there was
check please for my boner.
There was no point in my life as a young gal where I was like, fedora mysterious, or like fedora hot. Like, I was exposed too early to Gordo the Rat Pack obsession episode of Lizzie McGuire, where he really got into like jazz, and that just boner killer. Gordo in a fedora, yikes. Okay, we do have the PA system from the first movie, which I love, throwback. And by throwback, I mean they just ripped elements of it off. Be like, see, we are related to this movie, even though our budget is a quarter. And loved that. Loved that TB. Jane Lynch is too good for this. I think I wrote that about 20 times, so I'm just going to say it now. We drive to school and we meet Tammy, the friend, who, okay, why am I doing research on this movie? Is the Carter character from the first movie and the Regina King character boiled into one. She is the fairy godmother mixed in with the best friend.
Okay, I totally got that because
you're a film student, you're smart as hell. Me, I'm doing research on the side.
That goes without saying. But also, tell me if you understood this. Mm-hmm. That comment about how her Scooby-Doo style,
okay, we need to orange talk about it,
VW bus car is a pumpkin or something.
Okay, my eyes are stuck at the back of my head because I rolled them so hard. I didn't hear that, probably just wasn't paying attention, because at this point I saw her little VW pumpkin. And for the love of me, I can't think of the name of what that van is called in Scooby-Doo. Here are the options I was thinking of. Is it called the Scoob-Mobile? Then I went, no. It's called the Mystery-Mobile. Then I went, no, I think it's called the Mystery Van. But can you help me and free me from this prison? I actually can't.
And I won't, because...
I could Google it. I think I'm close. The mystery.
Call me your warden, because I can't let you out of this prison, because I've actually never watched Scooby-Doo.
Not even the one where they go to the...
Not even any
form. Not even the one where Scooby goes on the plane and it's the live action one with...
I've never seen anything Scooby-Doo, Ian. Okay.
I'm not a Scooby-Doogan, okay? I hate that. I find that shocking. The Mystery Tour. No, fuck. That's the Beatles. Okay, I'm close. I know I am. I'll Google it later, but...
Use Guggenheim.
Pause for laughter. That was really funny. Okay. I will say, for this movie...
Do you like this friend?
She's a bit Miranda-y for me.
I could not agree
She's a
more.
Bit... She's a bit lime green clipping hair for me. And she doesn't wear that at once during the whole movie, but that is what I'll explain her as.
Yeah, because she's like, I'm eclectic.
And it's not... Like,
I'm eccentric.
I like the actress. I think she's cute, and I actually think she like did what she had to do. Like, she showed up to set, she did what she had to do. But these characters of like, my gloves don't have fingers on them. They're cut off. I wear sparkles to school. I'm wearing a tutu to school. I'm wearing sparkles.
I'm wearing a tutu with Chuck Taylors. And fedora.
I've got a tutu on. I've got fedora on. I've got a tutu and I've got a fedora on. You're making me mad because you're really pissing me off right now because you're doing that so well. Ugh, I just hate wearing heels. I love my Converse. I love being fun. Fashion is a way to express yourself. I love my tutu. And honestly, I'm going to wear these tiny little gloves with the fingers cut off. The
just because I wear a tutu? Doesn't mean I need to wear stilettos. I dance ballet and I play softball.
I also skateboard in my tutu. I don't know. Yeah. Am I a punk? I guess I'm just a punk girl.
I also was like getting the feeling once or twice throughout the film that she was improvising. And
yeah.
Honestly, I didn't care for it.
Well, she wasn't a Second City alum. Let's put it that way. She did not go to Bad Dog Theater. Tammy wants to be a fashion designer and Selena wants to be a dancer. And this is the crux of the movie is Selena wants to go to dance school. That's all it's referred to up until this point, until like the third quarter of the movie.
Yeah, you know, like when you graduate high school and you go to dance
post-secondary school. Dance school.
Yeah.
Joey Parker comes to school. I honestly don't even know how to get through this episode because, okay.
Honestly, this is Christmas with the Cranks part 2 because this is a movie that is so emotionally draining that honestly, to live through it once is one too many times. To break it down and live through it again.
I'm honestly feeling ass to my ass. So Joey comes to school. Questions are flying. So he's a solo artist, right? Is he a dancer or a singer? I don't know. He's famous for both. I guess Michael Jackson undertones come in later when he does like the whole like spotlight, like fedora, this is it thing, which I'm hating so much because this is just like a white guy. Like there's so many. And then I'm also hating, you know, everything else about, you know, there's a lot there. And then he comes to school. Okay. Did he go to this high school before? Like, what level of fame?
I think so.
Okay, so then when did he become famous?
Because Natalia, the mean girl, was presumably his girlfriend before he went off and was famous for a bit.
So how long was he famous? What's the timeline? He's clearly got a large level of fame, but then it sort of really fades and he can just walk around the halls easily and it's not a big deal. And then,
totally.
But then also... like when did he like what grade is he in, like did he do like obviously here we go like did he do grade 9 and 10 and then like he took grade 11 off, like I don't know, to like tour, but then like how do you even like I don't know if
well
most celebrities don't go to high school,
right? Well, the conceit is that the reason he has to return to high school is because he's forgotten why he loves to dance.
Is he a dancer or a fucking...
And going back to high school will remind him what made him love to dance to begin with.
What make dance love? Because I think... because here's what I'm thinking. As a pop star, I feel like most pop stars are like singers first. And then the dancing is just like something you kind of have to do to like put on a show. Am I wrong?
Well... in this
You're staring at me dead-eyed.
The rules of this world are very clear. If you can dance very well, it's assumed that you can also sing.
I'm literally slack-jawed right now because I don't care enough, but these do need to be ironed out.
For someone who's a pop star, it is way too dance heavy and not enough singing. And then
he didn't sing one goddamn time.
To
really.
Just be a dancer.
In this economy,
you're not having household name dancers.
I know Blake McGrath, and that's it.
That's a dancer?
Blake McGrath.
I thought that was a country singer. Julianne Hough.
Is she a dancer? Or is she a singer?
Yeah, she's a dancer.
Hate it. I hate it. No one becomes famous for being a dancer. It's just not a thing. All the dancers I know are backup dancers.
Oh, well.
To singers.
Britney Spears.
But she was.
She was kind of dancer first.
No.
Singing.
Well, she was Mickey Mouse.
No,
I guess
they were both kind of. They were both.
Yeah.
From day one.
She was sold to be both.
Honestly, Joey Parker.
Joey Parker?
He's no Britney Spears.
You know what, Joey Parker? Park it. Get out of my face and park it. And take a sit. But I will say, I'm totally relating to him coming to school, being all famey whamey. And then Selena Gomez being like, ugh, this is so dumb. Like, what? Who even is he? Who cares, guys? Like, trying to be mysterious in the corner, but like secretly wanting to get his attention. Hello, that's me, obviously. Brian Mello concert, 2008. I'm sitting in the audience. Brian Mello's making eye contact with me, seemingly. Oh, for anyone who doesn't know, Brian Mello was the like fifth runner-up for Canadian Idol.
Oh my god.
Maybe fourth. I don't know. I'm sitting in the audience. He's making eye contact with me. I am wearing the ugliest conductor's hat I could find. And I am looking at him like, yeah, right, mister. Like, I'm different. I'm a different kind of girl. I'm alt. I'm not going to be blown away by your celebrity.
Keep dreaming, Brian Mello.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. I don't even care that you're a celebrity. I'm so down to earth.
Now I understand why your bumper sticker on your car is Keep Dreaming, Brian Mello.
My license plate is KDBM.
Oh my god. So you're wearing a hideous, fugly conductor hat.
It is a crocheted
Brian Mello.
It is a crocheted conductor's hat. So it doesn't hold shape.
How old are you?
Grade 10. Listen, Brian Mello was looking out into a dark crowd with a single light. My head space happened to be...
Well, your hat was probably what was attracting his attention.
I am not even fucking kidding. Okay, so we have VIP ticket. I don't know what fucking event this was. It was at 3 p.m. on a Saturday.
Oh my god.
We go. We have
famously the worst time for a concert.
So we went and just talked to him after. I fucking shit you not. He goes, I recognize you. I recognize your hat.
Oh my god.
And we took a picture with him. I gotta ask my friend for that picture because I came straight from dance. It was the dead of winter. I have a crocheted fucking conductor's cap on. I have a scarf wrapped around my neck about 10 times. It's so bulky.
Okay, you know what I'm picturing you looking like?
What? Like Anastasia?
Bernard.
Okay.
Bernard.
I was
from the Santa Claus.
I was FBB, full blown Bernarding it at this Brian Mello concert. I thought Brian Mello was in, but guess what? He literally was just distracted by my hat. It was probably blocking the light. It looked like it.
Is it love or is it just an ugly hat?
Keep dreaming, Brian Mello. Oh my god. Okay, so Joey's in the hallway. He and Selena bump into each other, don't care. And then Natalia comes up, the ex-girlfriend, and goes, hey Joey, long time no kiss, makes out with him. This girl, I don't get the casting.
I do want to be delicate with this issue. And
because...
honestly, I wouldn't mind knowing how old she was at the time, but on record saying...
You know what?
You know what? I'll just be brave and say I did at one point write, her rodent eyes are pissing me off.
She doesn't give off, like... mean pretty girl vibes.
She doesn't have either signature curly brown hair.
Zoloft time, baby.
She doesn't have the signature crunchy curl brown
hair. And her name is not Dana.
Streaky streaks named Dana.
Yeah.
That indicates to our brain that this is a cool, popular mean girl.
She gives more... you know, if I'm in a casting room, I'm getting more church vibes, to be honest. I'm getting more...
Totally.
I'm getting more... Are you coming to the bake sale? Because we really need more numbers. Because the numbers are low.
Like, the other sister who someone said
you remind them of... Yes, she gives off more mean girls vibes. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yes.
Yeah, she doesn't give off alpha vibes. Is that fair? Mm,
it's absolutely fair.
I think it's fair.
Honestly, it's being generous.
We go to the Paula Piniella Dance Studio. Why do I know it's called that? Because it's been written in papyrus writing all along the back wall. Selena breaks in to... Okay.
Well, after she boards to class first...
Is this a school affiliated? Because if so, okay, what does Paula Piniella, is that a teacher who's just gone crazy with decorating?
Okay. It was also unclear to me if this was an after school dance class.
Yeah.
But also, why are so many of her classmates in the same class?
I do think it's high school. I do think it's HS affiliated, but I am wondering who is Paula?
What school has, like, boy band-based dancing as a class?
I mean, I feel like a Zoe 101 school probably has that. But other than that,
right.
I don't know. The other thing I'm thinking, okay, we do have a secret one-way, two-way mirror. What are they called? One-way mirrors? Where the studio is essentially cut in half and Selena Gomez dances in the secret part of it where she can see them but they can't see her. Now I am wondering, number one, why does this exist? Okay.
Oh no.
Why?
Mad Lib Productions.
Woof, woof. I literally have that. I have that written right here, because who is sitting on the other side when Selena's not there? Who? Oh, what sick God. Freak.
Oh God, I'm not on my game because I didn't even think of that.
What sick freak created a large enough space?
Is it a two-way mirror?
It's a one-way mirror because it's...
No, it's a two-way mirror.
Okay.
Because
you tell me what you tell me your argument, I'll tell you mine.
Another person can see through on the other side.
And I'm saying it's
our mirrors are one-way.
Okay, I'm saying it's a one-way mirror because on the one way, it's a mirror.
So you already know you're wrong.
And the other way, it ain't a mirror. Okay, so that's what I'm thinking. And I'm also thinking H.H. Holmes, who created a giant sort of castle where, like, there's all these secret hidden dungeons and tunnels and, like, all these scary things. Did he create the Paula Piniella Dance Studio? That's where my mind's going. And then... yeah, so we've
Paula Piniella.
So we've got a sick freak, I guess, living in the attic. And when Sal Gomez isn't dancing there, he's coming down and watching the dancers. And when she is there, he's going, "Fuck, I gotta stay up because Selena Gomez has got to do her dance." That's number one. Number two, I'm thinking spatially, let's bust out the secret layer and let's make this dance studio bigger, and let's vault the ceilings. Well, let's get everything going.
Who's on the other side, you don't need that much room.
He doesn't need that much. He can stay in the attic, for God's sake. Let's bust it
if
out.
If anything, it'd be more covert if he just made it a small space.
Well, if anything, live in the walls. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna go perv, go full perv. Live in the walls. And just
that's showing up in a lot of movies lately.
Wall living.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It really is.
Sean Ashmore flick. called Aftermath.
Oh, wow.
And huge spoiler, we've got a man in the wall. Massive spoiler in the last 10 minutes of the
movie. And I don't want to spoil Bloms, but that is a man in a wall.
Oh my
god. The boy god. Blom.
My good old friend Bloms.
Bloms. Anyways, Bloms. At the Paula Pinella dance studio, they do a boy band dance routine because Joey Parker shows up and goes, try to keep up with this.
Okay. Something just occurred
to me. Let's hear it.
So Paula's leading this class and Joey comes in and she's like, Joey, as I live and dance.
As I live.
And she hugs him and she's like so thrilled and basically says like, do you want to take over here?
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. You should take over.
And so he's going to teach this class and it's very much taking me back to a little movie called Center Stage
where we've got
the alternative dance class, Cooper, with the very overzealous dance teacher.
Okay. April corrected us because April knew what she fucking said. And now I don't remember. Let's
Okay, this infamous dance teacher from Center Stage who loves to just say, let's just give her. And
it's like the worst catchphrase. Anyway,
so Cooper Nielsen also does this same move of like cool guy swooping in late, and the dance teacher is like, oh my god, my muse.
Oh madame, my muse. Oh madame. Yeah, this is a Cooper Nielsen moment times 100 because Joey Parker, there we go. Joey Parker. Oh, I hate that name. It reminds me of Joey's at the Eaton Center. Joey's Eaton Center Parker comes in. This dance routine is pop. If you went to a pop star camp right now, if you sent your 10 or 11 year old to a pop star camp, I think they'd learn this routine. Put it that way. It screams novice. It screams.
It's so
bad.
My issue with and I do say it as if there's one issue. Okay, one of my issues is that I've never seen this actor in my life.
Drew Seeley.
I've never seen him in anything other than this. And
he's actually been in quite a lot.
Has he now? Well, nothing that's coming across my desk.
Which means
and
nothing good.
Which actually says a lot because I watch everything.
That's true. You literally just said earlier today, I've watched everything.
Yeah. Additionally, on top of me finding him to be a nobody, he's not hot.
No.
So the only explanation for a casting like this is that the person is legitimately a dancer or whatever the thing is that we're doing in this movie.
Ala, Bring It On, All or Nothing, a lesson we learned there.
I'm willing to guess, although I haven't Guggenheimed it to refer, this man is no professional dancer.
I don't think so. I think he's...
Like, I was not impressed by a single move.
I think he did rec dance probably growing up, but that's it.
I actually found Selena Gomez more impressive than him.
Well,
and that's laughable.
You do know Selena Gomez used a stunt double for any of the hard stuff.
I was noticing.
By the
There's
CGI
quite
face?
A difference between her and the stunt double.
Well, my thing at this point is I'm going, why did we make this a dance movie and not cast dancers? Why did we choose dance as a medium because you can't fake dance. No matter how many cuts you do, give me a Channing. Give me a Jenna Dewan. Because we need real dancers for this to be interesting. Like,
totally.
Like, while we're watching this, we know this is shit. You can't trick us.
Just make it singing.
Make it singing.
Selena Gomez actually sings.
Well, make it singing and we can auto-tune them. You know, we'll do it in post. We can make...
La 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 la.
La 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 la
And that, folks, is how it's done.
And that's in my brain permanently. Taking up yes. space.
But that's an example of, okay, we made it work. We used Let's technology. Let's tune
her. We've...
Yeah.
We used the cutting-edge technology to make Hillary Duff sound like a good singer. You know what? Auto-tune him. You can't auto-tune dance. And I'm getting a shirt that... And I'm getting a shirt made that says that on the back. Plain on the front, but on the back, you can't auto-tune dance.
Oh, okay, great. Actually, now we're going into a whole other issue. If it is school-affiliated... Yeah. Why can't she just be in the class? Why does she have to hide behind a wall?
Okay, so then it's not school affiliated. It's not in the high school.
Okay, so it's an after school activity. It needs to be paid for. She can't pay. There we go. She is mirroring, literally and figuratively, all of the moves that Joey Parker is doing. Yeah. And they are literally like
sexy. Like, this is honey. This is Gigli or whatever the Gigli.
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 So,
do they even dance in Gigli?
I'm thinking
of Honey with Jessica Alba. I'm not even thinking of Lidley, but for some reason.
I don't know why I feel this need to always go on record about my feelings about certain celebrities, but I would like the record to show that Jennifer Lopez is one of the few, very few performers who actually can sing, dance, and act.
Yeah, she's great.
Incredibly. She's incredible.
Have you seen her body in that picture of Ben Affleck touching her butt?
Okay, I'm puking. Get out. Okay, anyway, so they're doing this little dance.
It's like a terrible. Split screen.
The moves are awful. There's a lot of just like slides.
Sorry, also, when he was teaching the routine, I don't remember the mirror work being incorporated.
There was a lot of mirror work going on, and there was this moment in the dance where he's dancing against the mirror, and let me remind you, he has no fucking clue that she's behind the mirror. He cannot see her. He for a moment lingers on the mirror, staring into the mirror with this look of,
I know you're there.
My soulmate is on the other side.
Is there a ghost on the other side? Like, it's a very sensual.
So fucking weird.
Hey guys, this is Maddie Foley from 31 and 13, the podcast you just listened to a full hour-ish of. This is where the technical difficulties came in. It would have taken too long to fix them. We wouldn't have been able to get you the episode out on Tuesday. So we decided we're going to do this one in two parts, just to make sure you get that content that you love. We love you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with part two of another Cinderella story. And this is the awkward sign off. Okay, we'll see you next week.